BitHum asks a court to freeze assets over 7 Bitcoin, still missing from its $40 billion error. 2 months after a data entry error credited 620,000 phantom Bitcoins to 249 customer accounts, BitHum has gone to court. The South Korean exchange filed for provisional asset seizure on April 9th, targeting users who still hold 7 BTC, roughly $500,000 at current prices, from the February 6th incident. The filing is a pre-lawsuit step under Korean civil procedure. It blocks the named individuals from moving or selling the disputed assets, while BitHum prepares a full civil case, from 620,000 phantom bitcoins to 7 real ones. The original error was staggering in scale. On February 6th, a BitHum employee processing a promotional campaign typed BTC instead of KRW into the distribution system. The exchange intended to send 620,000 Korean won, about 460, to each of the 249 campaign winners. Instead, it sent 620,000 Bitcoin per account, a total allocation worth over $40 billion at the time, roughly 30 times Bitcoin's entire daily trading volume. Users noticed within minutes. Some began selling immediately, dumping approximately 1,788 BTC onto BitHum's order book before the exchange could react. The sell pressure crashed BTC KRW to the low 80 million won range, roughly $54,000, a 16% flash discount from the global price. BitHum froze affected accounts shortly after, but the damage was already spreading through its internal order book. The exchange clawed back most of the phantom allocation. Of the 249 recipients, the majority returned the credited Bitcoin voluntarily or had their accounts frozen before any trades executed. The outstanding balance shrank from an initial 12.3 billion won, $8.3 million, to just 7 BTC. Why the holdouts have a legal problem? South Korean civil law treats mistaken transfers under the doctrine of unjust enrichment. If you receive assets you are not entitled to, you are legally required to return them. The principle applies regardless of whether the sender made the mistake. The complication is price. Users who sold some of the phantom BTC at the crashed $54,000 price and now face returning Bitcoin at $71,000 as of April 9, 2026, could owe more in dollar terms than they received. Korean courts have historically sided with the sender in unjust enrichment cases, and crypto has not been an exception. A 2023 Seoul District Court ruling in a separate exchange error case ordered full restitution of tokens at current market value, not the value at the time of the mistaken transfer. BitHum's provisional seizure targets the assets themselves, not just bank accounts. This means any crypto, real estate, or financial instruments tied to the named users could be frozen pending the civil trial. The regulatory fallout is already baked in the February error triggered South Korea's most aggressive crypto regulatory overhaul in years. The Financial Services Commission, FSC, mandated 5-minute balance reconciliation on all exchanges, replacing the old 24-hour cycle. Exchanges must now run automated kill switches that halt distributions when asset totals diverge from expected values. The Financial Supervisory Service, FSS, opened a formal investigation in February that expanded to cover two earlier, smaller distribution errors at BitHum that had gone unreported. South Korean lawmakers publicly criticized regulators for missing systemic flaws, despite three prior audits of the exchange since 2022. BitHum also faces a 6-month partial suspension from the Financial Intelligence Unit, FIU, over related AML and KYC violations, restricting new user registrations during the penalty period. What 7 Bitcoin tells you about exchange risk? The amount in dispute, 7 BTC, is tiny relative to the original error. BitHum recovered over 99.99% of the phantom allocation. But the legal action matters for a different reason. It establishes precedent for how Korean courts handle crypto-specific restitution claims. If BitHum wins, exchanges across South Korea gain a clear legal playbook for recovering mistaken distributions. If the holdout users successfully argue that the exchange's own negligence reduces their obligation, it introduces a contributory fault defense that could complicate future recovery efforts. For users of centralized exchanges, the incident remains a case study in custodial risk, A single input error in a promotional campaign created a $40 billion phantom allocation, crashed BTC's local price by 16%, froze 249 accounts, triggered a national regulatory overhaul, and is now generating civil lawsuits. The users who received the phantom Bitcoin did nothing wrong. Several of them are now defendants. Self-custody cards and non-custodial spending solutions eliminate this category of risk entirely. Your wallet cannot be credited with phantom assets by an exchange employee's typo, and your funds cannot be frozen by a court order directed at a third party's database.